morning. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Mostly sunny skies. Temperature of 66 degrees at our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The time is 8:07. It is Tuesday morning, July the 16th of 2024. I'm Chad Holmes, and it is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Busy day here on the program. Coming up at 8:20, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, about the weather. It looks as though after some hot and humid weather, we're going to start to cool off and have a very comfortable rest of the week. We'll get all the details on that coming up at 8:20. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll be talking to Cooley, who is a part of the AANHPI for Biden group, and he's also a Green Bay school board member. We'll be talking about issues involved in the upcoming fall elections and more with Cooley coming up at 8:35. Then in hour number two of the program at 9:35, we'll be talking to the Secretary of State of the state of Wisconsin, Sarah Godlewski. So we'll talk to Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski coming up at 9:35. So a lot on the plate here on this Tuesday morning. I will tell you about our first guest in just one moment, but before that, we have to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know we have quite a bit to talk about with you, but we're going to save that for just a little bit because normally every other Tuesday, we start the second hour off with Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library, but he's a busy guy today, and we're bringing him in an hour early, but very happy to welcome back to the program Chad Daly from the library. Chad.
I'm happy to be here again. Thank you very much for changing your schedule around to allow me to come in.
Absolutely, no problem at all. And the thing about it is we get a chance to talk to you every other Tuesday about some of the activities going on at the Marathon County Public Library. And something we talk about often is it's more than just the downtown branch, and that's actually part of the reason why you're here early, because you're gonna get out of downtown here this morning.
I am, which is nice once in a while for us here in Wausau, our Wausau staff. Yes, we do have 8 branches, and I will be at one of them later this morning at our Hatley branch, filling in. Our branches tend to have smaller staffs, obviously, than the Wausau location. So occasionally they like to take vacations too, and they get sick sometimes too. So being that we do have a few more people in Wausau, occasionally we get to get out of the city and fill in at the branches, which is nice because at the Wausau location, we kind of have our set duties. I work on the reference desk and I'm programming. Some people work on the main desk doing circulation. But when you're at, and some people do shelving, but when you're at a branch, you're doing everything. You're doing checkouts, you're doing shelving, you're pulling things that people have requested, you're running programs. So it's a nice sort of refresher on all of the different responsibilities that MCPL employees have. Give on a day-to-day basis, yeah.
And you get a chance to see a few new faces, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You probably see a lot of regulars here at the downtown branch, and then now you get a chance to see some of the folks that come and visit the library in Hatley. And, I think aspects that I tried to mention when you do come in that folks think, oh, Marathon County Public Library, a lot of folks just think about the library that's down the road from here, our downtown location, and that if you're somebody that is living outside of Wausau, that, I mean, very close outside of Wausau, I mean, just even Rothschild and other areas, that you have really terrific libraries, if you haven't experienced them, to pay a visit, to stop on in. Because basically everything you can get at the main branch, one way or the other, you can get at these branch libraries.
Exactly. We send stuff back and forth all of the time. All of our branches have computers that people can use if they don't have their own. There's Wi-Fi if you want to just come in and do some work. They all do different programming, kids stuff. Part of the reason I'm headed out to Hatley today is because we have a program out there at 10:30, Randy Peterson. So they do all sorts of stuff. Yeah, I mean, basically everything that you can do or get at Wausau, there you can. Chances are, it can happen at a branch too. It does happen at a branch too. But yeah, as far as getting materials and all of that, you don't need to drive to the Wausau location to get a book that we have on our shelves. Just request it. We'll send it to the branch. And it's all over the county, Hatley to the east and Athens and Spencer and Stratford to the west and other locations in between.
Let's talk about what's going on, because it's always an interesting time when we get to the summer. Is this just a little different? I mean, obviously, with school being out, there's a different kind of probably feel in terms of what's happening at the library. In terms of what is happening, is it right now, is it a busy time?
It is. June tends to be, we tend to start off really strong with the summer programming and heavy in June with lots of stuff, but there is still plenty of things going on in July, definitely. I mentioned today we have Randy Peterson at our Hatley branch at 10:30. We also have Reading Rodeo out at our Stratford branch at 4:30 this afternoon.
Let me ask you that. I saw that on the Facebook page, Reading Rodeo. What does that mean?
Yeah, so Memory Lane Farm will be bringing a reading program that they've put together. You have your laptop there. Actually, you might be able to give me more details than I have right off the top of my head. But should be fun. I think they might be bringing some horses. I'm not sure.
Holy cow! If they're bringing horses, that would be something else.
Should be fun, though. It's all the way out at our Stratford branch at 4:30. Tomorrow at our Edgar branch at 4 o'clock.
By the way, I did look it up here just for folks. I don't believe they're actually gonna be real horses.
Okay.
Basically, it's a horse powered reading program for all ages, and got stations including literacy activities, games, crafts, a photo booth, and the chance to lead a miniature horse. So I guess maybe there will be a miniature horse, not a full horse, but a miniature. But they're still horses. Well, but
the branches are smaller, so the horses have to be.
So again, that's from 4:30 to 6:30 today in Stratford.
Yeah, definitely. And then tomorrow at our Edgar branch at 4 o'clock, we have Don Heil, licensed health insurance agent.
I said today. I meant Thursday. I'm sorry, that was my mistake. It says Thursday at 4:30.
Did we switch it around, or maybe we had to move it around? I have it on mine.
It's
today.
It does say today.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it says the rain date will be Thursday.
We're not going to have any rain. We should be good to go today for the Reading Rodeo.
All right, I'm going to shut my mouth and let you get all this.
It's okay. No problem. We'd rather have it right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is today in Stratford.
So you can come out to our Edgar branch tomorrow and learn about long-term care, the basics of long-term care, what all is involved financially, legally, all sorts of stuff. That is a free program. Well, all of our library programs are free, always free. So, you can learn about that. Coming up this weekend on Saturday, starting at 9:30, we have our monthly book sale for members of the Friends of the Library group. Mm. This is exclusively for members. Their general sale for the public, I believe, will be next month. But they do the third Saturday of the month, sale for members. So if you're not a member, you can join on the spot. It's $10 for individuals, $25 for families, and you have access to all the great stuff we've talked about before. There's movies, books, puzzles, music, all sorts of stuff. And all the proceeds go right back to MCPL to help pay for all of our programming that we do, so we can offer it to the public for free. Coming up next week on Monday morning, we have another round in our City and County Spotlight series here in Wausau. This is a monthly thing that we do where we bring in different department heads on a rotating basis, city and county, to talk about what they do and give the public a chance to ask questions. So on Monday, we'll have the Wausau City Clerk, Caitlin Bernard, coming in to talk about, we have an August primary coming up and certainly the November election. So we'll learn more about what the city clerk's office does. Much more than just handling elections. Mm. They do all sorts of licensing and things. So Caitlin will be coming in and talking about all that they do and again, answering some questions. That'll be at 10 a.m. on Monday the 22nd in Wausau. And then coming up next Tuesday, the 23rd, we have a movie night starting at 5:30. We'll be showing the most recent in the Ghostbusters franchise, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. That one is rated PG-13, so You know, we'll let you judge whether kids can come along too if they want. But lots of fun stuff. Mosin-E is hosting out at River Park there next Thursday, the 25th at 2 p.m., an outdoor obstacle course for kids. Also on Thursday next week for teens, we have another round in our collaboration with Marathon County Extension's 4-H and learning about forensics, Forensics 101. So if teens are interested in learning more about forensics, they can join us on the 25th. We are asking people to register for that one. But then, yeah, Thursday is a busy day because next to Thursday we have our annual library card pool day. So this is something that we do every year thanks to the good folks at Parks Recreation and Forestry. If you have a library card, you can get into any of the Wausau outdoor pools for free. And one card is good for the whole family or just for yourself if you want to just come by yourself. That's fine too. So lots going on.
No kidding.
And in between here and there, some different craft programs, scavenger hunts, play and learns, story times, lots of story times. So yeah, lots going on.
Fantastic.
You can always see the full list of everything, mcpl.us. We have printed newsletters covering July and August, so you can see what's going on there. You can also subscribe to the newsletter and get that in your email and know what's going on. You can always just give us a call, too, if you're curious what's happening.
And just stop on by.
Yeah, or just stop by.
There you go. Well, Chad Daly, enjoy the rest of your day. You're heading
to
Hatley. Thanks for coming on in.
We'll catch you in a couple
weeks.
Sounds great.
Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Coming up in just over a minute, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. We'll find out about what looks to be a very pleasant weather forecast for the rest of the week. So that's straight ahead. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Me neither.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And again, I have not mentioned yet, you can also join us by going to facebook.com and clicking on the Bow Falls Radio page. And then you'll see a link to our video stream. Yep, you can see our video stream, get a peek of us behind the scenes as opposed to what you hear on the radio. Again, facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page. Then you can see the video stream. You can add questions and comments and join the show that way. And again, also you can send us a text or give us a call at 715-382-9297. As I take a peek to my right, taking a look out towards Washington Street here in downtown Wausau, boy, just a gorgeous start. Boy, middle of July, beautiful way to start off our day. Lots of sunshine, very calm conditions, temperatures into the mid to upper 60s already, and it looks as though, and I'm not going to take words out of our meteorologist's mouth, but it looks like it's going to be a great day and maybe even a great week. And to find out all the details weather-wise, we are very happy to welcome back to the program meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Beautiful. I'm not beautiful. I'm good, but it's a beautiful start. I'm not going to call myself beautiful this early in the morning, but it's a beautiful start. I'm doing very well. Hopefully you are as well, but it's hard not to feel good when you see the sun rising and seeing the sun in very calm conditions and can go out there without a jacket, be very comfortable. Just a really a great start to a Tuesday morning.
I was going to say, I think the weather is making you feel oh so beautiful, Chad, and you are beautiful. Don't say you, that, okay? We're all beautiful in our own little ways, no matter what. And I'll tell you, I am beautifully tired. I watched those storms yesterday just throughout southern Wisconsin, trekking into Illinois, went right towards my hometown, my family in the path of 10 tornado warnings at once. So I am so, so tired and is so thankful to be on the other side of this cold front. And I'll say we definitely represented 715 day pretty well yesterday because we didn't get anything,
no,
really.
We did not. But you talk about, again, the tornadoes. I mean, there have been so many tornadoes in the upper Midwest this year. I mean, I don't know whether it's a record or not, but it just feels like it's been a very active few months. And again, we're not anywhere close to the end of summer and thunderstorm and tornado season, but they just are coming in huge numbers this year, aren't they?
It seems like almost every other day we're getting some sort of severe weather report. Some National Weather Service is going out to survey even today in Evansville, Wisconsin. There was a funnel cloud reported. I mean, scattered trees down all throughout the southern parts of the state. So I'd imagine last I heard, I think we're at 40 tornadoes by the end of today and tomorrow. Those numbers continuing to rise. And our average for the state is 23, and we've already surpassing 40, and we're just going to continue to go on. I mean, yes, we've got some calmer, drier patterned weather coming up for the rest of this week. But as soon as next week, that heat and humidity and that activity starts to filter right back in, because we are still in the peak of severe weather season for us. I mean, July is still that point. August, we start to drop off a little bit. But I mean, it's still possible. So we're still rolling right through the heart of it. There were, in fact, wind gusts yesterday of 85 miles per hour coming out of that line. So a lot of damage going on. And the heat, they were hitting 90s down south. I know we didn't tap that, but finally some relief. Today's highs, about 79 degrees here. And by tomorrow, only 72. Very crisp, comfortable. Oh, you can get outside and do stuff kind of weather, you know?
One of the good parts of what this upcoming forecast is the overnights as well, because lately it's been kind of warm. It's not been great sleeping weather, but looking ahead, we're going to have some pretty good sleeping weather, aren't we?
We sure are. You could shut the AC off as soon as probably this afternoon if you want to. Overnight lows falling into the 50s to even some upper 40s as we go through tomorrow night. So some crisp conditions and definitely comfortable to sleep with. I love that. I love when it's a chilly morning and you just want to stay in bed.
Absolutely. But as we look for the rest of the week, basically today there's a slight chance, but then after that, really, we're going to get a chance to finally dry out, aren't we?
We are. A break, finally. So today there is a secondary cold front that's very, very weak that wants to push through the state. This could, of course, fire up some small, very spotty, brief showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. Nothing severe at all is expected. And really, honestly, it's a 10% chance. So may not, probably not see that.
That's cover your back kind of forecasting. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't think it's going to, but we're going to throw that out there just in case it doesn't. We can say, hey, we said there was a chance. There's a chance, right? No.
Right. Just have the umbrella in the back seat just in case. But otherwise, don't worry about it. Don't ruin any plans for it. It's going to be gorgeous out there. I know that I'm going to go for a mountain bike ride. I mean, hiking weather, too, is perfect. Go out for your lunch, go on a walk, anything.
Fantastic. Well, what are the details? And again, fortunately, the details are a little less complicated than we've been normally seeing the last month or so.
I know. Finally, I get a little break here. So high temperatures today, about 79 degrees. We'll have some breezy winds out of the northwest. We'll cool us off, continue to push any of that mugginess still lingering out of here. Tomorrow's highs, 72 degrees. Very crisp, cool, comfortable, below average for this time of year. Sunny, and it's going to hold dominant through tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. We'll only start to see some clouds pushing in by Saturday, and then maybe by Sunday we'll see some more scattered showers and storms. But highs staying in those low to mid-70s for the rest of the week, climbing to near 80 for the weekend.
Fantastic. And 72 sounds so refreshing tomorrow. I got to say that. There's a reason why they put those dome stadiums at 72 degrees, because that is kind of the perfect temperature. So we'll enjoy that. We'll enjoy today as well. But thanks for the information, Brittany. Hopefully you get a chance to get out there and enjoy it as well. Ben, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany. Sounds good. Have a great day. Bye.
That is our Brittany Merlot meteorologist, joins us every weekday morning at 8:20 here on the program. And again, right now, just a glorious start in north central Wisconsin here at our downtown studios. Plenty of sunshine, temperature of 66 degrees. The dew point is 59, relative humidity of 80%. The winds are out of the north at 5 miles per hour. The barometer at 29.79 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we are going to talk about campaign 2024 and a chance to talk to Cooley. He is a member of the Green Bay School Board. Also, he is a member of AANHPI, which is, again, a group of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders. And again, we talked about this group just over a week ago, and there it can be a factor in the upcoming presidential election. So we'll talk to Cooley coming up after an information update. News, weather, and sports coming up. And don't forget as well, coming up in the second hour of the show at 9:34, we will be talking to the Secretary of State of the state of Wisconsin, Sarah Godlewski. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:29, Tuesday morning, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and you can see a video stream and add your questions and comments and join us that way as well. And this morning, again, a chock-full, busy program. Already at Chad Daly and Brittany Merlot on coming up in the second hour. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski will join us at 9:34. And right now, we are very happy to welcome to the program a member of the Green Bay School Board, but also a member of a group that supports President Joe Biden, the AANHPI for Biden group. And we'll talk a little bit about that group here in just a moment. But very happy to welcome to the program Cooley. And Mr. Lee, thank you for coming on the program.
Chad, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and to speaking with you.
Absolutely. We actually talked to another member of a group supporting President Biden from the Asian American community just about a week and a half ago. And the thing about it is, right here in central Wisconsin, we're very aware of it. And I think throughout the state of Wisconsin, while not huge numbers, but also very important numbers, a very important constituency in the state of Wisconsin. In this upcoming election, where Wisconsin has been so close in recent elections and expected to be again here in the fall. First of all, could you tell us maybe a little background of the group and how it came to be in terms of supporting the president and why you're with us here today?
Absolutely. I am here today to promote the Biden-Harris campaign for 2024 here. And, you know, what's really interesting is that when we go through our daily lives here in Wisconsin, we don't normally look at the impact of the different communities here in Wisconsin because routine, we get used to it. But in actuality, the Biden's won the last campaign by 20,000 votes here in Wisconsin. And again, Wisconsin is going to be one key battleground for this election in November. And the number for the NHPI community for the state of Wisconsin is roughly about 176,000, composed of roughly about 3% of the voting population here. And that's interesting because we kind of tilt the balance because Wisconsin has historically been voting, you know, half and half. And here's the AAPI community that actually could make the difference for either campaign, but for the Biden campaign in particular in November. So I'm excited to share some information about that. I mean, I personally thought President Biden did an awesome job as a president in terms of what impacts the community and so forth. You know, the thing that I thought stand out for us was he capped the insulin price, capped the prescription drugs prices down, and also fighting to keep the Affordable Cares Act active. Because if you look at it closely throughout this country, we do have millions of elderly parents or relatives who depends on this, and in particular in the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander communities, we have over 1.3 million seniors who solely depend on this. And I thought Biden and the Harris administration did a good job protecting that, providing that for our seniors, our mom and dad. I thought that was very powerful. I mean, the guy kept fighting to keep prescription drugs down, expanding opportunities. And when we talk about things of this nature, you know, you look at the corporate greed that it's going on right now where rich people doesn't pay any taxes. Biden is fighting and cracking down this. While you look on the other side, Trump, I mean, this guy is all about himself. It's all about the billionaires, his buddies. He's going to give him more tax cuts, tax breaks in the future, which I think is not fair because that comes off the backs of working class Americans, working class Asian American, Native Pacific Island, Hawaiian Pacific Islanders in our community, which I think is not fair. Also, if you just want to compare numbers, I truly felt that during President Biden's administration, during his presidency, I mean, we saw historic low unemployment rate in this country. It impacted about 1.3 million jobs that was created in my community. And I thought that was awesome. I thought that was fantastic. Under Trump, the unemployment rate for Asian American communities here in the States is, I mean, double. And we have to point these out. I mean, we're talking facts. These are not, you know, somebody's opinion, my opinion. These are facts.
Let me jump in real quickly, because I think we need to underline the fact that there are records. And this is one of the interesting aspects of this campaign. We very rarely have a situation where you have a former president going up against a current president, the four-year record right. of Mr. Trump, and then you have the three-and-a-half-year record of President Biden. That what we have seen in much of this campaign when it comes to the media is way too much on flash and dash or beyond the actual records. What was accomplished between 2017 and 2021, and what's been accomplished between 2021 and the current day? And what you're really, I think, highlighting is the fact that President Biden has a good record to run on, correct?
Absolutely. All you have to do is just compare the two administration, and you could clearly see who has done more for the American public, who has done more for our community. And there is no comparison. It's all Biden. And I think that we have to be mindful of that. And, you know, one of the things that concerns me as a member of our community and also a citizen of the United States is that, you know, it boils down to the fact that Biden's trying to expand opportunities. He's trying to lower costs and protect our fundamental freedoms. While on the other side, you got Trump, who, you know, his rhetoric is really on the side of racism, bigotry, right. and hate. And I think those are the things that I definitely want my kids to grow up in an environment where I think that the president should be looked up to as a role model, as a decent human being that we can look up to and say, hey, that is the leader of the free world. Not this talk about, you know, how we're going to do things to people, how we're going to import people, and how we're going to remove the basic, you know, rights, fundamental rights to, you know, your woman's health. These kind of things that I think should be a number one concern for my community and for the community at large. And I think Biden is a solution for us on November 5th. The choice is clear, Pat, Chad.
Again, we're talking to Cooley from AANHPI for Biden. Also, as I mentioned, you are a member of the Green Bay School Board. How does your experience as an elected official, you've got yourself involved in public service as part of your community, how does what you've been able to do as a public official and basically maybe an understanding beyond what the normal citizen has in terms of good government, how has that played into how you see the presidential race? Because obviously it's two different levels, but at the same time, you have an understanding of what needs to be done and how things need to be done in order to move the rock up the hill. Sometimes it moves up slowly, sometimes it can move up a little bit quicker, but maybe your experiences as a public official, how does that come into your thoughts when you decide who to support maybe for a governor's race or a senator's race, or in this case, the presidential race?
That's a good point, Chad. I think everybody brings value to the table. But if you like me, who likes history, American history or Hmong history or Asian history, you look at the history of our presidency throughout the 240 years that we have been established as a nation. If you look at every president, every term, you realize that we have some great presidents, some individuals with the highest level of IQ, very smart, very academically gifted, but the ones that has the most impact when it comes to policies, when it comes to impacting the way that we do things and we live, that we live comfortably today, are the individual president who has been in Congress, has been at the White House, has been there for multiple years, and they have the experience to move a policy through Congress or to actually achieve it into a law. And if you look at it from that perspective, yeah, anybody have the right to run, but we also have to kind of careful looking at the experience piece of it. And Biden is clearly the guy for that. I know that a lot of people may have a disagreement with that, but as a elected official, it allows me to look at that perspective, and I think it's key because you do not hire a doctor simply because he's a doctor. You need him to be experienced because your life is on the line, and I think it's very similar in this case. I think Biden has the skill sets, the experience, and know-how versus a guy that, you know, went into six bankruptcies. I'm a business owner, and when you are into six bankruptcies, I don't know what you're going to say about that. I think the first time into a bankruptcy, that may be a mistake. You are learning. Second time, I may say, oh, you know what? I think that somehow you didn't learn. So as someone that wants you to succeed, I'll get you a third chance. And after the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and here we are, I don't think that's a good businessman. I don't think that's the guy that I want to be the president of the United States.
Bit of a pattern there, a bit of a pattern. And finally, we got about 90 seconds remaining. And I think to kind of piggyback on something you mentioned earlier, for people of minority communities, you have a president who's spoken to everybody. And I think that's one thing that we've seen from President Biden over the years. And then we've had, you know, comments from the former president that are sort of a us versus them kind of feel to a lot of the comments. How important is it for people of your community and other communities, every community, to have a president that speaks to them, that sees them as an important piece of the fabric that is the United States of America?
Absolutely. If you guys, you know, if you have Hmong American neighbors and you've seen us at work, at the store, at the gym, or at the park, or at the water fishing or in the woods hunting, you realize that we are an integral part of this community. We don't have a home to go to. And in anything that you do as a human, you will love to feel belong. You will love that they keep you in their mind when it comes to important issues like, you know, our right to healthcare, a right to pursue your happiness, or a right to just live as an American. You will love for your president, the one person that you vote for, that you inspire to become, or that you look up to, that this person will have a spot in his heart to say, hey, you know what? This country is just not flat out one color. This country is pretty much an array of different people, different Americans, whether or not you've been here 1 year, 10 years, 5 years, 50 years, 100 years, or 200 years in this matter. And we are all Americans, and we will love to feel protected. We'll love to feel as part of the family and that we belong. What just transpired with Donald Trump, our former President Trump, I don't condone that kind of violence because that's not American. I hope that you know, the family that are part of it, the one that got injured, mm-hmm. you know, I my condolences go out to them, and I wish that we could, you know, at least have some sort of decency when we know that we have the platform to cool off
and
the
Coop,
rhetorics.
Coop, we have to wrap it up there because we got about 10 seconds before our hard break. But I want to say thank you for coming on, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Chad, thank you.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us on Facebook.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page at Facebook.com and be able to join us there. Unfortunately, Elon Musk has decided that he needs a little extra money, so our feed on X.com has gone away, at least for now. And frankly, don't really feel as though I want to give Elon any money, because yesterday saw a story. I wanted to mention this. Okay, Elon Musk has said that he is committing around this is insanity, to be honest with you. And this shows one of the really weak aspects right now of our system. But Elon Musk has said, according to the Wall Street Journal, okay, and that's a very conservative friendly publication, mm-hmm. Elon Musk has said he is committing around $45 million a month to a new pro-Trump super PAC. Not $45 million between now and Election Day. $45 million a month. So that's July, August, September, October, and then into early November. And the idea that anybody has that kind of money to give to a candidate for office is wrong. It is not right. And it basically says that the idea of being a democracy where one person has, everybody has an equal say in our government is a fallacy. It's basically an oligarchy where the rich call the shots. And I just was very bummed, to say the least, when I saw this yesterday, that Elon Musk, again, this guy that owns a platform that is supposed to be this public square for fair discussion, is putting his thumb on the scales and putting $45 million a month towards a pro-Donald Trump super PAC. It's wrong. You and I don't have $45 million to give to a candidate.
I would never have even close to that amount in my whole lifetime.
I've given $25 whenever I've given anything to anybody, at the most, because I don't have... And that actually, you know,
I don't have money to burn.
Yeah, $25 for a normal person is actually something that affects when you get $45 million a month. It means it doesn't matter. Do you think it's going to change one way or another Elon Musk's standard of living, giving away hundreds of millions of dollars between now and November? It's not going to affect him one bit.
It's not even going to put a dent in his account.
And the thing about it is, Donald Trump, if he gets reelected, is going to come in and again give a massive tax cut to the very wealthy, and they're going to get all this money that they're putting into these Trump super PACs and the Trump campaign right back. They are paying for their own tax cuts. That's what it's coming down to. But again, so if you're somebody that normally would go on to X.com and the Bull Falls radio page to see our stream, well, starting yesterday, we got this note that we tried to hook up. Nope, you got to give Elon some money or else we're not going to let you stream. Well, we're not giving Elon money to give to Donald Trump to try to get him elected. No way, no how. That ain't going to happen. So if you want to see our video stream, go to Facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls radio page. You're able to click on the play, be able to see what we're doing here behind the scenes at our Bull Falls radio downtown studios. So again,
we're still here.
We're still here.
We're just on a different channel.
But we've been on Facebook, but Elon decided that we can't also be on X as well. So
it's interesting because most of our stream viewers actually come from X.
I know, it's like it's too bad. We're gonna have to get people over from the X to the Facebook, but we're not gonna be part of the grouping that gives money to the Donald Trump campaign. That's for sure. Yesterday, and I want to note here again, folks, make sure if you want to keep up to speed on the activities. And to be honest with you, I'm keeping one eye kind of away from it, but that's a whole different discussion. The activities going on in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. There's all sorts of special coverage going on here with Civic Media. Terry Bell, our news director, is anchoring our coverage down in Milwaukee. You'll hear news updates twice an hour. And also there is a special hour of programming from 7 until 8 p.m. Each night of the convention. Started last night, goes tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday as well. Every night from the Republican National Convention at Pfizer Forum, Terry Bell live on location throughout the entire RNC to provide news updates and coverage of the convention for Civic Media listeners. Also, coming up after we're done, live from our Civic Media location just outside the Pfizer Forum, the next couple of programs live from Milwaukee and the convention, a Matinere on Air from 10 a.m. until noon, and followed by Todd Alba from noon until 2, and also Maggie Dawn was live on location yesterday from 2 until 4. So basically coverage from the Republican National Convention. I can't say that I'm feeling left out. I really, from what I've heard, and actually this morning, Terry Bell was on the program with Pat Kreitlow saying that every vehicle going into the area, there's basically a secure area around the Republican National Convention.
Okay.
It's taken like 5 minutes as every vehicle is a complete investigation of these vehicles to make sure there's nothing being snuck in beyond the perimeter.
Well, makes sense after what happened in Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
There's going to be like quadruple the amount of security there.
But frankly, I don't need to deal with all that than to be hanging around with a bunch of mega Republicans after that. So I'm very happy to be here in our studios in downtown Wausau and bringing the show here. I wouldn't mind, though, going down to Chicago for the DNC coming up next month. Oh. I got to maybe look into that, see if they'll get me a pass and get me into the DNC. Go down there.
I wouldn't mind if we could get President Biden on our show.
That would be good. That would
be good if we could talk to him in person.
That would be terrific. And I also want to make sure we get Tammy Baldwin, the senator, back on because she's up for re-election coming up in November as well, and so many other candidates. And the thing about it, real quickly, candidates, whether you're Republican or Democrat, hey, well, you got an open invitation, unlike WSAU.
Yeah.
We want to hear your thoughts, your platform, and let the listeners make up their mind going into November.
You do have a right to be heard. Even if we don't agree on the same issues, you still have a right to be heard.
coming up another hour, and we're coming up on a big hour. As at 9:34, we'll be talking to the Secretary of State of the state of Wisconsin, Sarah Godlewski. She's coming up at 9:34. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.